You know, it's like if we were going to all set out together to walk from here to New York City, it would take a long time. I don't know exactly how long it would take, but, and if some of us have this notion of, okay, we're going to walk from here to New York City and it'll take about 10 minutes or 2 days. One, it's not true. It's unrealistic and it would be really miserable. You know, our expectations would not be in accordance with reality. But if we had this expectation, okay, this is going to take us months, or in this case with the practice years, then we can settle in, just get comfortable with being uncomfortable and just be patient with the process, because the process itself is nature, is organic. And there's only so much we can do. It isn't to say that there's nothing we can do when we just sit back and let it happen. But it's also not true to say, you know, you can expedite the process and make it happen super fast. It's going to take how long it takes. But there's a middle way between those. And it's going to take how long it takes, but we just keep putting money in the bank, as it were, day after day, making deposits, practicing, sitting, walking, cultivating these skillful mental states, investigating, coming back again and again to the present, to the awareness, to the body, to the breath. And it adds up. It's cumulative. And maybe at some point we see, okay, yeah, I feel a little better. I'm a little bit better at this. I may not completely have the hang of it, but I'm figuring some stuff out. And ultimately, we have to let go of the results. And it takes how long it takes. We surrender to the process, surrender to the practice, and keep cultivating faith, whatever it is that gives rise to faith for oneself, whether it's contemplating our teachers and their practice, in the fruits of their practice, or, you know, I always found inspiration from seeing the progress in my fellow monastics. Sometimes it's easier to see progress in others than it is to see progress in oneself. And yeah, and some of the people sitting here today, I would notice along the way, be like, oh, wow, that's different than how it was a few years ago. And it's incredibly moving and incredibly inspiring. And it gives, in Thai, I would say gum lung jai, gives encouragement. And it's important also to reflect, if one can, on one's own progress. These small victories, you know. Hey, I didn't snap at that person just now. I might have said something a few years ago, but I didn't say anything. Or there's a bit more skill in developing kindness and love within oneself. And that's to be made much of, to be focused on. Because all this stuff, all these statues and all of us and these buildings, the point of all of this is peace. The realization of Nibbana, the cessation of suffering, it's all for the practice. The entirety of the Buddha's teachings is that's it. That's what it's all about.